There's a term, your point of power is in the present. What does that mean to you?
It is in this moment or in this present that you are thinking. And as thoughts attract, as they are the beginning of all creating, then all creating is done in this moment. Whether we are thinking of our future that is 10 years away, or whether we are thinking of our future that is 5 years away or 5 minutes away, we are setting forth in this moment that thought. Mm-hmm. All power is now. When you feel emotion, you are accessing the power of the universe.
Right.
And all emotion is felt in the moment of the thought. And so as you are sitting here and thinking, but not thinking about anything that brings forth much emotion, you have not accessed your potential power. But as you are thinking a thought that does bring forth emotion, you do access the power of the universe, and you can only feel emotion in the moment. You could have an argument with someone 10 years ago, and while they might not even be in physical form now, you could still be remembering that argument and feeling the negative emotion of it now. But the power is in the moment of the emotion. Mm-hmm. That is what is meant.
I've often wondered how the first disease or the first negative thing occurred, but would it probably not be true that the first most everything occurred through the thought of it? In other words, the first electric light, the thought came first and then the electric light. And so our advancement forward into more diseases or into more good or exciting things all is one step beyond something previous that, in essence, that most of us have thought.
It is. You see, every thought that has ever been thought exists in a sort of thought bank.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are pondering, you may make withdrawals from that bank. And as you put thoughts together in different combinations, you literally create new thought.
How would you describe the term imagination? What does it mean to you?
Imagination is the thoughts which go beyond the reality of that which is now. It is in part reaching into that great bank of thoughts and putting together different combinations, even without evidence or role model that exists precisely in the way of that thought. When we use the word visualization, it brings to mind actually seeing something. And some are able to imagine a picture, while others are able to imagine a feeling, while others are able to imagine a sound or words. While all of it is imagination, all of it is not visualization.
Right.